this now.
Thank you so much for holding. Is this Mark?
Mark, this is Mark with Callaway Heating and Cooling.
Hey, Mark, this is Lars. I'm one of the managers here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Delightful. I'm doing well also. How's Missouri weather doing today? Is it Missouri?
It's not bad today. It's Missouri.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly in the next couple of days, I think. But.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, very good. Well, before I jump to pricing, any questions that you had so far on what you went over with John?
No, I mean, other than the fact, I don't have a website, so is that part of this where you guys set something up, or?
It will definitely be part of that. If you need a website, we will include that for you. So, not a problem.
Yeah.
That's easy for us to do. We've got a team that handles the web design, and so no problem there. So, basically, how the program works is everything is month to month. There's no contracts. Your pricing is going to be a flat rate, so you're not going to be paying per leads or per click or, you know, per impression or anything like that. There's a one-time setup fee as well, so your month-to-month cost is $2.99 a month, and the setup, which is only your first month, is $99. So month number one total is $3.98. Every month after that, as long as you're with us, is $2.99 a month. No contracts ever.
Okay.
And
So if I've decided I needed to cancel for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
I just call and we just got you. Okay.
Yep. Just give us a call at least 3 days before your next billing is due. And
right.
That's it. So it's totally
okay.
At will. But when you do sign up with us, we will lock in your pricing as if you had a contract for the pricing, if that makes sense. We're not ever going to raise the pricing on you. However, you are free to leave as you please. That initial setup fee as well, what that covers for you is you get complete Google local optimization setup. We'll walk you through something called PIN verification, which is a verification process that Google has to prove that you are who you say you are to Google. We'll get some content set up for you. We'll build your Google business profile. And then we're going to plug in your keywords. And the keywords is pretty – that's like kind of the heart and soul of this whole thing is the keywords can be any service that you provide. And these are going to be some basically like the search terms that when people search for these things, that's going to bring you up on the first page. And you'll come up in two different places on the first page of a Google search results page. You'll come up at the top section, which is the ad section, and this can be highly targeted for specific areas you want to reach. And then we're also going to put you in the middle section, which is that map section, that local map section, and we're going to place you there as well. And that one is really good for just a solid, local, long-term result. What else we're going to do is we're going to set you up in a bunch of different directories. And so you might not be familiar with that term, but you've probably heard of some of these directories, which are Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Yelp, Yahoo, even Facebook's a directory. Did I say Chamber of Commerce, MapQuest, TomTom? There's all sorts of different directories. And we're going to pick and choose only the relevant directories for you. Because some of them are based in specific industries like, you know, hospitality and travel and stuff. We're going to skip all that and put you in the places that will actually generate traffic. We'll set you up on Bing because even though most people use Google, Bing has a really loyal following. So we're going to put you there.
Okay.
And we are going to put you set you up for folks who are searching with their Amazon Alexa devices. So that you can be found through that channel. And then, of course, we will set you up for one of the biggest ones of all, which is mobile. So iPhones, Android, which is like 75 or 80% of the mobile market, and tablets also. So that we're gonna cover all of the bases. The only things there's a couple things that we'll skip and we'll skip some of the directories that aren't relevant for you, like I mentioned. And we're also going to skip the bottom section of the Google search page, which is the organic section. And to get placed there, one, is really expensive, and two, it's not effective. So we literally do not bother with it because it's a waste of everybody's time.
Okay.
And it's a waste of time for most of the people that are searching anyway. Most of them aren't going to bother looking down there anyway. So we focus on the top two sections on the first page because that's where the money is.
Okay.
Makes sense so far?
So far it does, yeah.
Okay, perfect. One other thing that you'll get from us too, especially because it is month to month and we're not going to try and rope you into anything, we are going to continuously show you how well your marketing is doing. So there is a custom tracking and reporting portal, which is basically just a website you can sign into, and you can see the keywords that you're listed for, and those we can update anytime. So if you want to add a service, you want to take something off, we can always adjust that. Just let us know. So you'll see your current keywords. You're going to see how many clicks that you're receiving. You'll be able to track the locations of where the searches are performed. And then you'll also be able to track how many phone calls you get from new clients through this.
Okay.
So we can track all of this through the portal. So this is our way of staying accountable to you, along with the fact that we're not going to do a contract to say, okay, this is only going to make, well, it's only going to make local splash money if you stay with us for months. Because the upfront, even just the team that's involved in building all this from the beginning, and then of course we're going to build your website too. And we're going to include it for that same price.
Okay.
All of this happens, you get all of that for $99. So we
right.
don't,
okay.
It's more of a token. We don't make any money on that unless you stay with us for a long time. And that's how we've been doing this for 17 years is we make our clients a lot of money so that they never want to get rid of us.
Well, I mean, that's how I run my business and the reason I've been in business for 20 some years and I'm not advertising, you know, so.
Awesome.
I got some slow times and it would help keep my guys going a little more during these slow times. So my question is just a percentage of increase.
Yes.
You know, do you have any idea, you know, let's say a month?
It can depend. And the thing, too, is we have the ability to ramp this up and down a little bit. It's not totally like a turning light switch on and off, but we can – we want to keep you as busy as you want to be. And our goal is to not say during a busy time, we don't want to necessarily overwhelm you with a ton of new traffic. If you've got really loyal repeat business, that is a good long-term thing for you too in a long relationship. So we can kind of help you coordinate sort of with the ebb and flow. But the goal is we want to keep you near or at capacity, if that's where you want to be.
Right. Okay.
Theoretically, there are unlimited leads available. There's no, in any aspect of marketing, including this service, which is search engine optimization and Google Ads, there's never guarantees because it depends on who's searching, and it depends mostly on the people that are coming in. But there are theoretically unlimited leads to be had. The other thing, too, is that we will know once we sign you up, we're not going to work with any of your competition in your service area. So anybody in your territory that does what you do, we will not work with. Some other organizations you're probably familiar with, like Angie's or Home Advisors or whatever, they will sell the same leads to 4 to 6 competing businesses.
Oh, I know they do because I've already
– yes.
That was one of the issues also I had with them.
Yes, and we will not do that. In fact, one of the things we do is one of the things they do for themselves is what we're going to do for you because they pay to get themselves on the first page of Google. So when somebody looks up heating and cooling, then they're going to see, for instance, Angie's or Home Advisor, They click on that. Then Home Advisor takes that lead, and then they'll sell it to you and your competition. So we're going to cut the middleman out, because we're not actually involved in between the leads and you, if that makes sense. The leads are going to find you on Google.
So,
yeah, they come to you directly, and you're actually going to be competing not just with the other people around you, the other businesses around you. You're going to be competing with Home Advisor directly instead of having to, you know, eat their scraps off the floor. You'll go toe-to-toe with them because you're going to come up in the same search, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is some people now, I don't mean to bad talk them at all, because some people do really, really well with Angie's and Home Advisor. I hear a lot of stories every day, though, that people who aren't super thrilled about the program, and it just sort of depends. But kind of what we do is sort of makes what they do a little bit redundant.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to
one of my issues with them is just, you know, if they sent you a lead and you called it, whether you got the job or not, you still got charged for it, you know.
Yep, and we're kind of the opposite of that, where you're going to know exactly what you're going to pay. It's going to be a flat rate. It's affordable. And if you get a lead that doesn't pan out, you don't pay extra for it. And if you get a lead that does pan out, you don't pay extra for it. It's your lead. It's not our lead that we sell you. It is your lead.
Yeah.
And they'll call you directly. It belongs to you. You are not accountable to us for what you do or don't do with that lead. It is simply just yours. And we're going to put you where the traffic is and where the leads are.
Well, I think I would be interested in giving it a shot. So.
Awesome. So what I'll do is I'll just plug in. I've just got a few screens on my system here to plug some basic info in. I'll ask you a few questions. What we'll do next, the next step in the process, is we'll schedule what's called a client interview, where you'll have a 25-30 minute call with one of our technicians, and they'll get into the real nitty-gritty about your business, specific services, your coverage area, all of these types of things. They'll also probably take some info from you about the website that we'll be building, and they'll walk you through everything. We don't expect you to know or do anything. Anything we need from you, we'll tell you, if that makes sense. So we'll guide you through the whole process here. So let's see here. I have you down as Callaway Heating and Cooling with an ampersand. Is that right?
Yes. And actually, it's Callaway Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration.
Okay. And do you use commas in it, too? Heating, comma, cooling, or how do you like to spell it out?
We could use that. I mean, that's kind of how I do it, as a comma. So Callaway Heating, comma, cooling, and refrigeration, I guess.
And do you spell it the word and, or do you use the ampersand symbol?
The ampersand, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks for that. These details matter. And one of the things that we're going to do as well is make sure that this information is consistent across the different platforms online, and that's going to help your Google rating. Because if things are different, the name's a little different, and Google will look at that and go, nope, this doesn't make sense, and it'll spit this stuff out. So that's one of the first things we do. And, okay. I have you down with a P.O. box. One thing we will need is a physical address for the process of getting you verified with Google.
Okay.
Is there a physical address I can use? It doesn't have to be published for the public, but a physical address, and especially, do you have a physical address that we can send mail to that is not a P.O. box?
We get all our mail through a P.O. box, and the reason we do that is because it's secure and, Yes. You know, we get checks through the mail. So,
yes.
I mean, as far as my physical address, let me give that to you.
Okay. And could you get, if we sent you a piece, or if Google sent you a piece of mail there, would you get it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great, great. What is that address?
It is, 1051.
Uh-huh.
County Road 231. And that's going to be in Avaux, and that's A-U-X,
mm-hmm.
V, as in Victor, A-S-S-E, Missouri,
yep. Mm-hmm.
65231.
Fantastic. 65231?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to use that address here. Okay. Okay, perfect. And the phone number that I caught you at, I've got 573-673-6404. Is that a cell?
It is, yeah. And I run okay. off of that cell just because I'm out and about all the time. So
great. Perfect. Okay, Mark, what is your last name?
Conasser. That's C-O-N-A. Mm-hmm. T as in Tom, S as in Sam, E mm-hmm. as in Edward, R as in Run.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for us to use to send you communication from Local Splash?
It'll be Canasser, my last name, 460@gmail.com.
Great. Okay, good. All right. Perfect. Just double check this here. Okay. Great. And I'm just going to pop open another screen here, and I'm going to plug in some more details. I think we got a lot of the main things out of the way here. Okay. Looks good. Okay, Mark, and is there going to be anybody else that is going to be an authorized user for your marketing account with us, or is it just going to be you?
It will, my spouse, my wife, she'll be able to.
Sure. And what is her name?
Her name is Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Great.
Can answer, so.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, I'm going to set this here. All right. Now, Mark, what are the services that you offer when it comes to heating and cooling? Do you have like a list of the specific things you do? Is it residential? Is it commercial? And then within that?
Yeah, as far as the heating and cooling, it's residential and commercial. And of course we, you know, any services, that are connected to that, ductwork, or ventilation, you know, we could say.
Okay. Let's see, you do like commercial refrigeration?
We do commercial refrigeration, yes.
Okay. Do you do like refrigerated trucks and things? Do you service those?
That's not something we do a lot of, but I have done some. So, I mean, you know, we would be interested in that.
Okay, sure. I'll put it down. We can always take it off too. It's no big deal. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Do you do like repairs and service of, refrigeration and furnaces and such?
Yes.
Great. Do you do boilers? I know it's a whole different ball of wax.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yep, okay.
We do boilers, yes.
Fantastic. That's going to broaden your,
I actually grew- Yeah, I actually grew up on hydronic heating. That's how I kind of got in this business. So, you know.
Okay, awesome. Anything else that comes to mind as far as things that you do or would want traffic coming to you for?
We change out water heaters, you know.
Okay.
So we do water heaters.
Awesome.
And then some, you know, light electrical and plumbing. You know, we don't get into any heavy plumbing or heavy electrical stuff, but, you know, small projects we can do.
Yeah. Would you want people to call you for that, or would you rather just keep those things to jobs that you're already doing that are bigger?
I think we better just stick to...
We'll do that for now. And then same thing, too, if you want to add that back in later and say, hey, you know what? I got this guy who's a, you know, great electrical guy. I want to ramp that up a little bit. We can always kind of turn that on. Perfect. I think we have a great foundation here. Let's see. Okay, that's good. Are you currently working with anybody that's doing any leads for you, like Angie's or Home Advisor or anybody like that?
Nope, I got rid of Angie's lead. It's been 2-3 weeks ago. I've dropped them.
Sure.
So. No, they were the only ones I ever tried it with, and I just, like I said, I wasn't happy, so.
Perfect. Yep, I hear that several times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at the calendar here and see if we can get you scheduled for that client interview. Let's see, how does early next week work for you, Monday or Tuesday?
Let me think here. So probably Tuesday would – well, you know what? Actually, Monday would probably be better.
Okay, sure.
Normally I'd say no because coming back from the weekend and calls over the weekend, but this week I think Monday will be fine.
Okay. How does Monday look for you at, let's see here, your central time, right? So how does Monday look for you at 11?
At 11? I can make that work.
Okay. I'll put you down for that. It's about a 25-30 minute call. They schedule it for an hour, so if you have any questions, we've got plenty of room. But they're usually pretty short and sweet.
Okay.
So let me get you plugged in here. Okay. Great. And great. Okay. You'll probably get an email shortly with an invite to that, and they'll be giving you a call. Let's see. So I'm going to jot this down here in my other spot.
Now that meeting, it'll be over the phone?
Yep. Sure will.
Okay. So it won't be Zoom or anything. It'll just be over the phone.
No, phone call.
Okay.
That's all we need for that. Okay. Perfect. Okay, I got you locked in there. Great. We're going to set up a website for you. Let me plug that in. All right. And are there specific cities or zip codes that you want to reach?
Well, you know, we'd like to stay within maybe a 40-50 mile radius. We don't like to get too far out from there.
Okay.
So my zip code is 65231. So kind of anything around that area, you know, Columbia, Jeff City, there's a ton of different towns around. So I really don't know all the
zip
codes.
Oh, sure. No, that's okay. You don't have to know zip codes. I got Columbia. What was the city after that?
There's Jeff City, Columbia, I'm trying to think, Mexico, Missouri, As far as going east, there's going to be Montgomery City. I don't know that we'd want to go much past Montgomery City.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gives us a good idea. Great. Do you prefer phone, text, or emails? Do you have a preference for how we contact you?
I don't. It doesn't really matter. I mean, probably text message would be the best. Just because there are times whenever, I'm in spots where I don't have good cell service.
Sure, sounds good. Excuse me. I just took a sip of my drink.
I did that earlier today, and it went down the wrong pipe, yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right. Let's see. Anything else that comes to the top of your head that we should know off the bat about your business? It doesn't, if there's something specific we need to know, great. If there's not, great.
No, not really. I mean, just other than, we've been in business for 20-some years. And
awesome.
We've got a good, name,
Absolutely. You're like that farmer's insurance commercial, right? You know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two.
We have seen the paper. That's right.
I bet you have. just as a side note, just as a personal anecdote, do you have a story that comes to mind? Something that some crazy thing you saw when you were at a job or something? Anything jump out at you?
No, not really. It's really been more things that people have done. Other companies have done that. You got to shake your head and go, oh boy, that's not good,
I'm in this, excuse me. I'm in this Facebook group called, what is it called? Looks like an OSHA violation to me. So here's one for you. So, somebody just posted in that group the other day. It's a picture of this old, excuse me, goodness. This old brick building, 100-year-old construction or more, and there's a new, AC condenser unit mounted outside.
Yeah.
And all of the, pipes or tubing or whatever for it is running through a hole in a broken window.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
You've seen that one? Yep.
Oh yeah. Yep. No, I've not seen that picture, but
okay,
I've seen that done many times. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a baseball went through it or something. There's just this jaggedy hole in the window, and then they ran whatever, all the copper pipes or the refrigerant. Yeah, there you go. The refrigerant line ran it through some just old hole in a window.
Yeah.
God, I'm sure you've seen plenty of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see here. I'm just going to copy some of my notes over here. And okay, that looks good. Okay, perfect. So let me jump over to, we got you scheduled. Awesome. We've got all the basic details. Awesome. Okay. So, I have a script that I'm going to read to you. We call it a voice verification script. And this part of the call will record. And this is for your security. It's a protection for you. And it's going to outline the details of this program. It's going to outline the cancellation terms, and then I'm going to have you just give some basic information, too, that will be recorded. So okay. I'm going to go ahead and start that, and I'll read this to you. It's very quick and painless. Okay, Mark, the reason for this is a voice verification, because you are on a discounted pricing program that is not normally advertised. So this will outline the service agreement for you. And this is an added form of protection for you. So as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything you don't understand, just do me a favor So we can review and just say, hey, Lars, what does this mean? And I'll absolutely gladly rephrase or explain anything to you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Callaway Heating, Cooling, and Refrigeration.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the business.
Mark Canasser, Owner, Operator.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility on Google and other online platforms, please be advised you might receive calls from other third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Now, regarding Local Splash, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or texts from Local Splash?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's very helpful. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a reoccurring payment that will reoccur each month on this date, which is, what is it, the 11th, I think? On the 11th, in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. To prevent charges for you for the next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these terms for renewal and cancellation?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you ever so kindly. That part is over. And now, Mark, what type of card did you want to use today?
It'd be a MasterCard.
Okay, great. And I am ready for that card when you are.
It is number 5573 112006810615.
Uh-huh.
4015.
And expiration?
1223.
And the 3-digit code on the back.
625.
Delightful. Okay. And does this card, does this use the P.O. Box for a billing address?
It does, yes.
Okay. And I have that as P.O. Box 292.
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay. How does your name appear in the card? Is it Mark Canasser? Do you have a middle initial or is it?
It's Callaway Heating and Cooling and my name.
Okay.
So it's actually both on it.
Sure. And then the card reads Callaway Heating and Cooling, right? Not heating, cooling, and air refrigeration, heating and cooling.
Yeah, just heating and cooling. The refrigeration
perfect.
Is not on the card.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. All right. There we are. Okay. I'm going to plug in our program here. Great. And this will just take a brief moment. Okay. Okay. There we go. Sorry, this takes one moment here.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, excellent. And shortly you should be getting, I think it's going to come as a text to you. That is our terms and conditions. And there'll be a web link in that text. Let me know when that comes in for you.
Okay. And I did get an invitation to Local Splash on my Gmail.
Perfect. And that's for your client interview on Monday.
Yep. Okay, that is. Yeah, I just got that. All right.
Okay, great. And then you may get it as an email, but you'll probably get it as a text for the terms and conditions that'll come to your cell.
Let's come through yet.
Okay, that sometimes it takes a minute, and that's not a problem. So I'll just take a look here, too, to make sure. I see. Okay, it's still processing. That'll just take a sec. Okay, that should come in pretty soon now.
Looks like it just came through.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and click the link in there.
Okay. All right, I'm there.
Great. And then it'll have you type your name just as it appears in there. And then there's a little box to click, I believe.
Let's see. Mobile phone, payments. Signature. Click here and type your name.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Continue. See firm. Confirm signature. Okay. And going to confirm signature. Well, it's not going any farther than.
So it should have you confirm, type your name to sign it, and then. And
yeah.
There's a little box to check, I think.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. Verify that I'm the authorized holder, signer of a credit card, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there we go.
Okay, perfect.
There we go. Yep. All right, now it came up as a username password.
Okay, so we'll stop right there because they will cover that with you on your call on Monday.
Okay.
And that is going to be your sign-in for your tracking and reporting portal. So you can keep tabs on what your marketing is doing. So we're good to go. That's good. We got you scheduled for Monday. Then basically the rest of the timeline, how it works is Monday will be your client interview. And then like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they are going to, behind the scenes, they're going to be doing content editing and quality control to make sure your information matches on all the platforms. Day 5 to day 7, they're going to set up your reporting dashboard where you'll be able to log in. They'll set up your directory submissions on all those different directories we talked about, MapQuest and Yelp and Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, all that. Day 7 to day 14 is when things start to get real exciting because that's when your website goes up And that's when your Google ads start running in the top section of the search results. Then the next big one is day 30 to day 45. That's where you start to appear in the middle of the search results page, and that's where your ranking goes up over time, because it takes Google a little bit to churn through all of your information to bump you up more and more and more and more and more. So we give you a boost right away to get you on the top, and then after day 30, middle of month to the middle of month two, that's where, that's what I like to say, it's where the magic happens. And then from there out, continuous reporting, and then our team always reviews your content, because Google is changing stuff like every single day, I swear. And they keep to make sure all of your information, all of the keywords, all that is set up to feed properly into Google, so you continue to come up. Then, of course, if you want to change any of your content, if you want to run a promotion, if you want to add a keyword or a service that you provide, take something off, just let us know. And we'll adjust that easy. If you change your business name, not a problem. If you get rid of the ampersand, or if you add a, you know, get rid of an LLC, add an LLC, change it to Inc., whatever, no problem. Just let us know and we'll update it across all the platforms.
Okay.
So we're good to go for today. We'll talk to you on Monday, and then all kinds of fun stuff is going to start to happen.
Okay. Well, I'll wait to have the meeting with them Monday and go from there.
Perfect. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for coming on board with the team. I'm really excited to work with you. And I'm looking forward to seeing the results that we're going to get for you.
Yep, me too.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Mark, and have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
You have been kicked from this conference.